As always, at 4 o'clock on Wednesday, we turn our attention to the world of sports, which is also heavily affected by the hurricane, especially here in our community. Time for Stroman on Sports, speaking with Dr. Debbie Stroman, who is a longtime sports commentator, star athlete in her own right, and the host of formerly If You Only Knew, now Cover 2, as we get into high school, college, and pro football season here in our community that airs right here on WCHL. Debbie, thanks for being with us today.
Absolutely. It's kind of interesting to see this beautiful, beautiful sunshine, and yet knowing that there are a lot of people, including our area, but certainly down on the coastline, Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina, very, very stressed out, very fearful for their lives and their property. So I just encourage everyone in the listening audience to be a good neighbor, be nice to one another. I know there's a lot of hustle and bustle around getting water and a lot of skirmishes around it, checking in on people near and far, making that phone call or even checking in on your neighbors. And be kind to the weather people out there, because a lot of these things are unexpected. And, you know, one moment we're talking about major flooding and the next moment we're thinking about light to moderate. But these things can change at a dime, and we have to be remembering that weather is so unpredictable. So we need to be nice to one another, not be upset if one prediction has changed drastically.
What are you doing to get ready for it?
Well, I think I've taken care of just about everything. I'm a big believer in having water. Certainly, OWASA has come out and stated that the water, if our water stays on, it'll be fine to drink. But if there is a problem, they might not be able to get clean water to us. So having water, sufficient water. I love burning candles, so I have plenty of candles and matches and that taken care of. In terms of food, I always think about, you know, what can I eat over 3 or 4 days that doesn't require cooking, turning on ovens and stoves and things like that. And so I have lots of fruit and nuts and things that I like to munch on. But I think also just understanding it's a time for reflection, because you sit still and we might not have our Wi-Fi and internet access. So having my books prepared and writing that I can do.
So moving into the way that the hurricane is affecting the sports world, we're seeing a lot of cancellations, obviously football games across the Southeast, and this is high school and college and NFL, are going to be canceled or postponed or put off. I guess this is good news for UNC football, coming off of 2 losses. Disappointing that we're not going to have the first home game of the year against UCF, but Larry Fedora said it last night on his radio show. This is at the very least an opportunity for the Tar Heels to kind of put those 2 losses in the rearview mirror, take 2 full weeks off in between games and really focus on, okay, we've got those 2 losses out of the way, but now it's a 9-game season, so they can kind of regroup and start fresh.
Absolutely. It's a half a cup half full or half empty for many people. And it's not just sports. It's, well, I guess if people consider sports entertainment, but I know many, many people in this area were looking forward to a big Dreamville concert with J. Cole, and that's been canceled. My basketball analytics summit has been postponed to April 12th and 13th. And certainly with all of the outdoor sports in particular, being affected by this storm. But to me, it just makes us all realize how small we are in comparison to the earth and certainly the weather. And we have to be mindful and respectful of that. I know athletes and coaches and staff, they prepare, you know, almost every hour of the day for a competition. But in terms of perspective and what it really means, it really is pretty small. It is a moment in time. And hopefully, you know, everything will be made up one way or another, but you cannot bring back the loss of life and certainly major injuries and property damage. And so sports is supposed to be that relief, that thing that we do to make us feel good, the highs and lows, and bring us joy and some really some tears that we can laugh at later. But it isn't as serious as a major, major storm like Hurricane Florence.
Speaking with Dr. Debbie Stroman again, check out Cover 2 right here on WCHL. You can get the full archives of the show on our website, chapelboro.com, so go there for that as well. Talking about the hurricane, but let's kind of shift gears into the really big sports news of the last week, really worldwide, that everyone's been talking about, which is the finals of the U.S. Women's Open in tennis. This is on the women's side. Naomi Osaka with a terrific victory for her first Grand Slam tournament, and it's unfortunately been overshadowed by the controversy between Serena Williams and the judge having that fight in the second set, which led to Serena Williams having a game taken away from her, significant controversy even on the podium after the match was over, and now kind of carrying over into this week as well. So what is your take on this? I know you've been a big Serena fan for many years, and she really is the greatest women's tennis player of all time. What are your thoughts about this?
Well, this is one of those where you can't make this stuff up. There's no doubt that Osaka, she is very, very talented, and she gave Serena everything and then some. We'll never know if Serena would have been able to come back, but because she is the GOAT and it would have been possibly the third set, you never know if Osaka, who is a young tennis player, if she would have folded just mentally, and she's done that in the past. And so when she got her third violation and the controversy is around what Serena perceived as just regular emotions coming out, them being perceived, those emotions being perceived by this referee who generally does the men's big matches, whether or not he overreacted. And, you know, one of the most important pioneers in tennis is Billie Jean King, and she was quoted as saying, "Women are emotional and they're viewed as hysterical and she's penalized for it. Whereas men are emotional and they're viewed as outspoken and there's no repercussion." So there's a major double standard. And so you had the Women's Tennis Association and the United States Tennis Association supporting Billie Jean King and Serena as well as around all of this, that there's just a double standard, that there should not have been such an important call where you take away a game. And certainly for those of us who follow tennis, we know about Jimmy Connors, Ilie Nastase, John McEnroe. In fact, Andy Roddick was quoted as saying he said things much, much worse, and he's never received a penalty like this. So it has the tennis world in an uproar, and now the umpire is talking about maybe a union needs to be formed because the associations did not support him soon enough. But it just brings more attention to the different standards we have for men and women in the workplace.
So what should
be the sport arena?
Yeah. So what should the standard be? I think the real kind of thing that sticks with everyone is, as you said, the fact that the rules are being so inconsistently enforced that men are able to get away with so much and women are immediately penalized. But then that leads to the question, okay, so we agree that the standard should be applied equally to everyone. What should the standard be? Should it be closer to letting players get away with more, or should it be closer to what actually happened on Saturday with Serena Williams, just applied more equally across the board?
Well, one thing they're talking about is that he and possibly other men will never have the chance to be the head umpire for a Grand Slam for women. The second thing is possibly the thought that since the first penalty was based on the umpire's perception that Serena saw her coach giving advice. And in tennis, at this level, at the Grand Slam, in particular the U.S. Open, you're not allowed to give advice from the seat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the coach admitted that, yes, I was giving advice, and it's very common that all coaches do that. But Serena, the coach said it, and Serena, the way she was going very, very, very emotional, that she probably didn't see the advice. So whether or not we should allow coaches to give advice, and they are seated pretty far away, so maybe that's another rule change. In terms of the emotionality, as in what you can and cannot say or do, this is the biggest stage for tennis players, just like the Super Bowl or the Final Four. And especially when you're arguably the greatest player of all time, emotions are going to come out. And I think umpires, you know, the history of tennis being this genteel sport for elite people, and you have a lot of young folks that there's a lot of money to be made. It is even like you're going to win $1,000 like years past. You're talking about millions and millions of dollars. The emotion is going to come out, and I think it will be helpful to the sport to allow these players to express themselves. Now, some people would say it's a little uncomfortable because it is very, very loud. It's very demonstrative. That's problematic. But for others, it's not about you in the stands and what you may or may not be comfortable with. It's allowing the player to give everything they can, whether that's verbally, whether it's their hitting style or whatever. But that's what we need to support.
And then finally, other thoughts about the Serena Williams issue. I know the debate has kind of continued into this week, and there's controversies about the way that debate has transpired as well.
Well, once again, Australia and this particular paper, which is the largest paper in the Melbourne area, there was a cartoon that was drawn by Mark Knight. It was published in the Herald Sun. It made global headlines because many people view that it showed the contours of her body being enlarged. And, it, you know, some people say it was like a Jim Crow caricature, like a Little Black Sambo, very much related to American blackface. The J.K. Rowling, she criticized Knight, saying that it reduced one of the greatest sportswomen alive to racist and sexist tropes. So it's very, very controversial. Some people say and support this, saying, hey, now we can't be, it's the PC police, the political correctness folks coming after us, and we're going to double down on it, that it's okay. All I know, it's going to be interesting because the Australian Open is the first major of the year. In fact, pencil in, save the date, January 14th to January 27th. It'll be interesting how Serena responds. I don't think she would not go, but definitely Australia has a history of racist behaviors in their culture. And this just really, really came out with the Serena matter.
Again, Dr. Debbie Stroman, host Cover 2 on WCHL. Tune in for that and check out the archives on our website, chapelburr.com. Go to the WCHL On Demand page for that. Debbie Stroman, thank you so much.
Thank you.